The Business Opportunities to Success Summit is hosted by RPI in Troy, New York, and features over 60 CEO or executive-level speakers who have taken their companies and organizations from startup to success. Each leader is given 5 minutes to share lessons learned along the way. This year's BOSS takes place Wednesday, November 12th. Well, my boss and our very own Alan Chartok is one of the featured CEOs, and he joins us in the studio now, along with the creator of the event, James Spencer, director of the Rensselaer Tech Park. And it's a great pleasure to have you both here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Wait. You said I'm your boss?
Yes.
When did that happen? Well, it was quite the other way around.
Well, I have it right here on the org chart. Your box is higher than mine. I know you all are shocked by that. Anyway, here we are. And so let me begin with you, James, of how this all came to be. Because you do this, what, every how many?
This is our second event.
Okay.
The inaugural event actually happened last year, December 5th, 2013.
Okay.
And the notion was to bring together the community of experts, those who have gone through the journey of entrepreneurship, and help us as technologists, scientists, and engineers figure out how do we translate technology from our, you know, our laboratories into the marketplace. Because we're really good at technology and science and engineering, but we still need help with the business side. And so the notion was, why don't we bring the community together, the community of expert CEOs, and help them help us figure out how to do that in a more structured and strategic way.
So it's a big deal.
It's a really big deal.
Yeah. A lot of people come, and I think people come because they want to learn from each other, right? But also because they want to, there are people who come and say, how do I get to do this?
Well, what's interesting too, Alan, is we've developed a framework or really a map of the entrepreneurial journey. Yeah. Many people think that entrepreneurship is kind of this random seat of the pants. You know, all I have to have is the will and a good idea, and that's enough to create a successful company. But it's very process oriented. There are certain stages we all go through, and whether we realize it or not, to take something that happens as an idea in our mind and then translate that into something that you can bring into the real world to sell as a product or service. And so what's interesting about BOSS is not only have we brought these speakers together and asked them to speak on subjects that are important to them and their journey, but we've aligned them in 7 stages. So each of these stages represents a different stage that every idea basically goes through in its transformation from the imaginary world of our minds into the real world where we can use them in the form of products and services.
So when you have so many people talking for a quick of a time, I mean, it has to be fairly focused and say, okay, this is what you're going to get out of it.
Yes, I think one of the biggest surprises last year was people were shocked that we actually ended the event on time. And we jokingly say, well, that's because we had timing ninjas, and which is very, very specific about tracking the process. So each speaker was given 1 slide with 3 takeaways. So that was part of the standardization. Mm. But we realized that people's time is precious. I know that wouldn't work here.
I actually did one. But my big advantage, I think, is that I'm with you and Joe in radio. And when you come on and you've got 3 minutes, you've got 3 minutes. You've got to do 3 minutes. That's
right.
It. And you can get a lot into 3 minutes, I can tell you right now.
Well, that 5 minutes, it's there's so much that you can compress. And they're not elevator speeches. They're more like mini TED Talks. So we ask people to speak on subjects that they're passionate with, and we align their passions with that particular stage. So, for example, the first stage is about cultivating an environment that supports innovation and entrepreneurship. So the people that have unique corporate cultures, that have learned lessons about the importance of creating the environment where these ideas can be stimulated and fostered, that was the first thing. So then the second stage, for example, is, well, once you have the environment, what comes out of it? That's the create stage, where you come up with the idea, you go through a patenting process, or you figure out, you know, to create something new that's unique and non-obvious and has value to people out there. And that really, by doing that, it puts the journey in context for people. It gives them a map of where they are and where they have to go, and then also what resources they'll need at each stage. So we've defined this venture development process, which goes beyond this the traditional conference where you go and you hear subject matter. This is actually a training. It's almost subconscious, I think, because we walk them through, and not only are they hearing from experts and people that have succeeded and failed. And in fact, the theme of the event is master the pivot. So the notion is to get from here to there, you pivot through these stages. And what causes people to trip up in that journey is they don't know how to, first of all, interpret the warning signs when they're delayed or they're being hindered from going to the next step. they don't even know what to do inside. So this map actually lays all that out, and the speakers talk on those points.
Well, when do you know how to? When do you know when to pivot?
So we've developed this map again, which has what we call success indicators, and so each stage has these minimum criteria. We'll call them objective and subjective criteria. So, for example, in the case of preparation, to be prepared, that's stage four, right? So stage four says you have to be prepared before you can launch. And preparation is, do I have the right people, qualified people, and the right financial resources? So that's one stage. And if I don't have those two things, I will be hindered. I won't be able to pivot to the next stage, which is ready to launch. So we show what these indicators are, what these minimum criteria are to move from one to the next.
What if you're wrong?
If you're wrong.
What I mean by that is I've often thought that with both my Legislative Gazette project and WAMC, we had no right to do any of it. We certainly didn't have the financial resources. We certainly, you know, there were all kinds of reasons not to do it. If Harvard had done the study and said, are you ready to go? The answer would have been no, you're not. But we did it and somehow survived. So there are, you know, all I'm suggesting is it may not always be that there are these criteria that apply to everything.
Oh, and you're absolutely right. I mean, at the end of the day, there's no perfect, the map is only a representation of the territory. So all we've tried to do is tell people generally what to expect. So what's nice about it is no matter where you are in the process, you can say, well, kind of this is where I am. And you're going to be oftentimes in many stages at the same time. So even though it's linear, it's not as constrictive as it might sound, because there is a lot of randomness and chaos in the journey of entrepreneurship. We simply tried to create a structure. No.
Not here.
No.
That's why you got him. No, he'll talk.
He's your timing ninja.
There's no chaos.
Actually, there is chaos, and that's what I love about it. You know, out of the chaos comes some kind of order. There are those who make it, and there are those who don't.
Can I say something? You know, you're actually, this is very important, Alan, because we have something really in common here, because many people don't see that. They don't see that the way the world really works is order emerges from chaos.
Sure.
But what it is in the middle between order and chaos is a system. The system is what transforms that. Just think about electricity. What would you do if your TV didn't have circuits? The circuits are the system that takes the electrical impulses that come from power and from signals to transform and transmit images, you know, over broadcast towers and cable and other means to your TV set. So the order is, look at the images, look at what we have. This radio station wouldn't exist if it wasn't a system to transform this chaotic conversation, this chaotic, you know, the energy and electricity into this orderly thing. So,
well, no, I think that's right. That really is where we're at. But the other thing that occurs to me is, and I know we're running out of time, but the other thing that occurs to me is there's got to really be a need. There was a need for WAMC. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we could have blown it all right. There's no question.
Right.
But there was a need for it. You see people saying, I've got the greatest restaurant for fried caterpillars that you ever saw that I'm going to do. And, you know, people really aren't that interested in fried caterpillars, and that's that.
Right.
It's that simple.
Well, I would say that the need is people want to be successful, but they want to do it in the fastest and most efficient way possible. So if you have just raw willpower, you'll be successful because, you know, the heart and the mind and spirit of someone who wants to do something, nothing's going to stop them ultimately.
So, James, let's do the plug part of this. So who do you want to come and how do they do that and how does that all work?
Sure. So the online registration for the event closes tonight, but they would go to boss518.com, BOSS518.com, where they can learn about the event. They can look at the lineup of speakers. They can look at the we give a sneak peek of the framework. We don't actually show the whole thing. And they register. And then it's going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn. Registration is from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Wednesday morning. The event will begin promptly at 8 and will end promptly at 6:30. Time ninjas. We have five of them. I won't go into it. It'll be a surprise for people to come and see how we do it.
And where is the Hilton Garden Inn?
It's in Troy. Hilton Garden on Hoosick Street in Troy. I think it's 235 Hoosick Street in Troy, New York.
A great group. Wonderful people there.
Last year
say
was
hi to Laura for us.
Laura?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so
and
much.
Also, and the password, if you have any problem, fried caterpillars.
Fried caterpillars is the password.
And so what are you going to say in 5 minutes, Alan?
You know, the last time I did a little mini one for you guys, and I loved doing it, and everybody got up, and they all had this thing worked out, and I had no idea what I was going to say, and I still don't know what I said, but it was fun, and, you know, I came up with...
organized chaos.
It was, because his comments, were people, they really resounded with the people that were attending.
Yeah, well, and part of it is that even though everybody was sort of lined up, ready to talk about their 3 points, I listened to what they had to say, and then my 3 points came out of that.
Wow.
There you go.
That's real. That's real time extemporaneous speaking. You're excellent at that.
I do that from time to time.
Well, okay. So let's boil this all down. The Business Opportunities to Success Summit is hosted by RPI in Troy and features over 60 CEO or executive level speakers who have taken their companies and organizations and or from startup to success. This year's BOSS takes place Wednesday, November 12th. You can find out more information by going to boss518.com for more information. boss518.com. You heard James Spencer. You have until today to sign up. Check it out, boss518.com. James Spencer, Alan Chartok, thank you very much for talking about this. Best of luck. Have a great time Wednesday.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.